Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you so much for joining us for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Lord, thank you that you are doing such a wonderful job of turning this nation back in favor of your people. And thank you so much, Father, for continuing to do this and to clean up your people to be ready for the tribulation. And we praise you for all of your works. You're working all things together for our good, Lord. Thank you. Amen. All right. I'm going to continue with Impeachers Will Be Impeached. This is number 3. And the deep state Democrats have been true to their habit of announcing what they will do before it comes. And lately we have seen 3 announcements of an attempt on the president's life. Biden's threat of the 17th, which in that case they arrested a man with body armor and weapons on him at the Trump rally. And Pelosi's bracelet threat. And Brennan and Powers' threat, which was the last one. And all of these ended in failure because Cyrus has not finished the job that God sent him to do. And I've heard of somewhere around 14 or 15 attempts at this time of all kinds on the president's life. And several were even caught on video. We also have received many prophetic warnings ahead of these attempts, including this last one. And we prayed them down by God's grace. Keep on praying, friends. Keep on praying and believing for the present, exercising your authority over the powers of darkness which God gave you. God is hearing your prayers. This last one was a poison attempt. I'll just read you. Some of you I know don't know what's going on concerning this, so I'm going to share you an article or two here. President Trump makes unscheduled stop at military hospital to undergo battery of tests for possible deliberate poisoning of food with time-delayed chemical agent, food tester gravely ill. Yeah, a previous food tester died. And the president was preserved through both of these. How does the food tester die and the president gets preserved? Well, and even when it's a time-delayed thing so that it doesn't appear that to the food tester that this is bad, you know. At any rate, this is an article by Natural News. And it says, Natural News report. Via Alex Jones at Infowars.com, the president's unscheduled stop at the Walter Reed Military Hospital on Saturday involved a battery of tests to determine whether the president was exposed to a chemical agent that is suspected of being introduced into his food, says the White House connected source who shared details with Alex Jones of Infowars. Medical staff at Walter Reed did not get a staff-wide notice about a presidential visit to the medical center in Bethesda, Maryland, ahead of Trump's arrival, according to that source, reports Fox59.com. Typically, Walter Reed medical staff would get a general notice about a VIP visit to the medical center ahead of a presidential visit, notifying them of certain closures at the facility. That did not happen this time, indicating the visit was a non-routine visit and scheduled last minute. I will say this, though. He's been doing things like this because you don't know who you can trust. And if a lot of people find out you're going to be at a certain place at a certain time, it really does make an opportunity for the enemy to do an assassination. So, I wouldn't doubt that the president would not inform them. He would just show up. So this action was initiated by the sudden onset of symptoms experienced by the president's food tester, who was reported stricken with such severe symptoms that urgent medical tests were conducted on that person, while the president was diverted to Walter Reed for a priority medical examination involving a battery of chemical tests. The president's motorcade drove to the medical center unannounced with reporters under direction not to report his movement until they arrived Saturday at Walter Reed, reports Fox 59. A separate source familiar with the situation described Trump's visit as abnormal, but added that Trump, 73, appeared to be in good health late Friday. Well, we thank you, Lord, for keeping him, and we know that a lot of your saints out there have been praying for him, and the deep state has tried every direction to try to kill him, and they're not even being quiet about it. You know, they put the threat out there before they do it. And Lord, we thank you that these criminals will be brought down to their Red Sea experience. In the name of Jesus. Fox 59 confirms that Trump needed tests which were not available at the White House clinic facility, saying several experts familiar with White House medical procedures said that Trump can get routine lab work done at the White House on-site clinic, indicating Trump needed tests that can't be done there. And, of course, it's a good possibility that that might be the place where he, was attempted to be poisoned. So you still don't know who's your friend. He's got a lot of enemies, even of people that he has appointed to certain offices have found out to be in the deep state, either bribed or threatened with what Trump is doing to bring down the criminals. And so there are a lot of enemies. And all this proves is that God Almighty doesn't care how many enemies President Trump has. He has authority. Life and death are in his hands. He is sovereign over all things. So, and the people that are trying to do this, who are Satanists by and large, should be starting to realize this, but it doesn't sink in, and their demons won't let it sink in. According to the White House connected source, who spoke directly with Alex Jones, chemical testing confirmed the presence of a molecular byproduct of a potential toxin. Although it is important to note that molecular byproducts can come from many different sources, and it's not always possible to determine the molecular structure of the original molecule from which the byproduct was derived. The president is reportedly fine and did not experience the same symptoms that are reported to have overcome the food tester. We currently do not know the condition of the food tester. No additional details have been made public. It could have since this article. It could have come out. I don't really know. I don't spend a lot of time in searching these things. I just want to lay down a principle and get people to pray, right? About which tests were conducted on the president and what chemical byproduct was found. Alex Jones told Natural News that he believed this incident may have been a deep state attack using an exotic chemical poison with a delayed activation signature. He underscored the importance of people understanding that we are in the climate of civil war, and this kind of attempted poisoning is par for the course, historically speaking, when they want to take out a leader and make it appear to be death by natural causes. InfoWars had previously reported that Roger Stone survived an attempted poisoning, and that the deep state operatives who had infiltrated the White House were poisoning the president's water in an effort to impair his cognitive functioning and energy, so that this would, of course, give them a foot up on you know, impeaching him. In 2018, a U.S. Secret Service agent traveling with President Trump in Scotland died from a stroke. USA Today reported a Secret Service agent traveling as part of President Donald Trump's security detail died Tuesday in Scotland after suffering a severe stroke. The agent, a 19-year veteran of the agency, suffered the stroke on Sunday and was treated in Scotland. InfoWars' Millie Weaver reported today that the U.S. Secret Service agent who died from a stroke in Scotland was also a food tester for the president. He was reported in good health before his sudden death. And this is how, quote, "This is how power behind the throne always tries to take people out very quietly so that they don't become martyrs," explained Alex Jones during his InfoWars broadcast. "It is common knowledge there have been multiple attempts on the president's life." In a recent speech at the Federalist Society, Bill Barr warned that if the lawless left is resorting to a troubling array of tactics in their effort to try to destroy President Trump and overthrow the republic. This is from Barr. "Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they call the resistance, and they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. Now resistance is the language used to describe insurgency against rule imposed by an occupying military power." Yes, and that's exactly what they are. They're not subject to the laws of the land, etc. It obviously connotes that the government is not legitimate. This is a very dangerous and indeed incendiary notation to import into the politics of a democratic republic. They essentially see themselves engaged in a war to cripple, by any means necessary, a duly elected government. Okay, and then I'm going to just show you a little piece of this one here. This is Breitbart. Nolte. "Threats against Trump made by John Brennan and Samantha Power must be investigated." This is the last one, and this is what led up to this attempted poisoning. And two ominous tweets, one written by former CIA Director John Brennan and the other by former United Nations Ambassador Samantha Power, openly threaten a sitting president. And then a note to the president, "President Trump, this must be investigated." Both of these tweets raise enormous questions, not only about what is meant by these threats, but what kind of inside information these former Obama officials, they're actually still Obama officials, might be receiving from unauthorized sources. Yes. And I'm going to skip a little bit down on this one here and just give you the something further. Brennan, however, appeared unhinged by Trump's tweet, but he wants the world to know that he knows something, and he knows something will be done about it. Yes. Quote, "When the full extent of your venality, moral turpitude, and political corruption becomes known," this is Brennan's threat, "you will take your rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history." We'll find out about who's going into the dustbin of history. Brennan blasted to Trump on Twitter, "You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you." He mistakes, of course, who America is. He's a criminal and a communist and a Muslim And he's here with all of those reasons and to bring down the bring down America, the real America, not the America that he wants. So let's see. The question now is, what does Brennan know, and where did he get the information that allows him to confidently threaten a sitting president with disgrace and a place, quote, in the dustbin of history, unquote? Brennan's tweet took on an even more ominous tone after Samantha Power, later tag-teamed it with this tweet, quote, not a good idea to piss off John Brennan, unquote. She warned with a link to Brennan's tweet threatening Trump. Yes, they know that these people have to be murderers to do that job in the CIA that they have done. And this man's no different. He's a criminal. So, one more. I'll just give a piece here. And this is emilitia.com. And this is also the Pete Santilli show. And I'm going to just share a piece of that. InfoWars had previously reported that Roger Stone survived an attempted poisoning and that deep state operatives who had infiltrated the White House were poisoning the president's water in an effort to impair his cognitive function and energy. And then this is a flashback. InfoWars broke secret poisoning for Trump years ago, from September the 11th, 2017. Alex Jones and Roger Stone break down the reports that President Trump is slowly being poisoned, isolated, and controlled by his deep state handlers. In 2018, a U.S. Secret Service agent traveling with the president in Scotland died from a stroke. Okay, we got that, so I'm going to pass over that. And this is how power behind the throne always tries to take people out very quietly so that they don't become martyrs. Deep state operatives have access to a vast array of chemical poisons in a wide variety of biochemical mechanisms. The fact that Democrats' attempted impeachment of President Trump is rapidly collapsing, combined with the extremely disappointing lineup of Democrat candidates for the 2020 election, may have motivated anti-Trump deep state operatives to escalate their war to the level of carrying out an attempted assassination. But however, before all this, they attempted assassinations too. So, Jones explained to Natural News, it's becoming increasingly apparent to all Americans that the Democrats and the deep state work in concert. Yes, they do. And that they abide by no laws, ethics, or morality. There is nothing that they won't do, and it seems to destroy the president and to seize power, even if it means carrying out a chemical assassination of the president. The entire impeachment fiasco, as a matter of fact, is the deep state's attempt to overturn the will of the American voters and install their own leader who will protect the deep state rather than exposing it. Yes, that's the whole point. They want the new world order. They want it a little too early. God decided, nope, we're going to give the church a chance to grow up a little bit before we turn the beast loose to make war on the saints. You don't want to assassinate Trump because it turns him into a martyr, Alex Jones explained. Okay, we already got that. This episode follows President Trump's a recent activation of United States Marines Reserve units as part of an urgent deployment that specifically named an emergency within the United States and ordered units to be ready to activate in response to threats in the homeland that will come with little or no warning, the actual language from the order. In accordance with IAW, I'm going to skip over that. Prominent left-wing influencers are now preparing America for the elimination of President Trump by calling for peace, ahead of their own left-wing plot to murder the president. Over just the last few days, left-leaning TV personality Bill Maher also has for years spread malicious smears against conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters, suddenly claimed he was fearful of the possibility of a civil war, saying we all now need to learn to live with each other. Similarly, former President Barack Obama is now warning leftists that they've gone too extreme with their positions and now being rejected by an increasing number of American voters. No, I think they're just placating the public to make people think and that they're backing down and that they're, you know, not dangerous and so on. And the Civil War, of course, will be the conservatives' fault and so on. These coordinated public statements are, of course, part of the radical left's attempts to control the narrative before they initiate a kinetic civil war themselves, likely by unleashing Antifa brown shirts onto the streets after assassinating the president to remove him from power. Oh, they've got a lot more than that that they're going to throw. A very large spontaneous uprising of pro-Trump patriots is likely to occur if the president is killed or otherwise removed from power. Millions of Americans have clearly reached the breaking point in terms of frustration with the lawless deep state, and those Americans seem ready and willing to defend their republic from the enemies of America who are operating from within. All Americans must prepare for more attempts to assassinate President Trump or forcibly remove him from power. Yes, we just need to pray against it. Our God rules. He said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And as the Father sent me, so send I you. He has given us authority. We got to use it. The coordinated conspiracy to overthrow the United States of America and criminalize conservatives has now spread across big tech, the left-wing media, elements of the Pentagon, and the judiciary. Civil war seems imminent, and there appears to be no boundaries or limits to the desperation of the deep state. But God is in control, and we will see what He will do. Well, as usual, we also received a prophetic warning, which may be concerning this last attempt or one to come. And I'll share that with you. We call this The Assassins Will Fail. Vanessa Weeks got this on November the 1st of this year, 2019. I had this dream that I was in a Democratic meeting room, and all the people were young, in their 20s or 30s. A young man was at a podium and calling the meeting to order. He was saying things about accomplishing their plans, and I believe part of it was to get President Trump out of office. He was nervous and was not confident that they could pull it off. He was saying that all they had was two things in their favor, and I don't know what these two things were. He was trying to convey how this was not much, and I knew he was afraid that it would fail. As he talked, I walked over to a table, and there was a photo of two people, I think a man and a woman, and I took a box cutter and cut it down the middle between the two people. Well, let me say that this is probably a prophetic thing Vanessa saw. This is kind of the fashion of voodoo attacks. possibly to cut one or both of President Trump and his wife off, and or bring division between them through factious spirits. Because let me say that I know that the witchcraft Satanists are making war against Trump. They want spiritual power behind their physical power. It's the same with us. The witchcraft, from the very beginning of the faction, we were warned of the leader practicing witchcraft. An open vision by Garrett Crawford, who has very good visions. And from that to this day, we have experienced and been warned of witchcraft attacks, even attempts on my life, witchcraft attacks. So, and as we know, there's a parallel between the president and the Davids. And so I say, do warfare against this. It is needed now more than ever. The attempts on the president's life are wearing on the first lady, too. And I believe this has brought some problems between them. So we need to come against faction to divide them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you who are sovereign in all things. And Father, we cast down by the authority you've given unto us any kind of voodoo attacks against the president and first lady, any attempts to cause division between them by sending factious witchcraft spirits to do warfare against them, we cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask you to protect this president's life and his first lady and his family and his cabinet and all the patriots who are working with him to give us a favorable place in this country. And for the time that you have given us before the beast makes war with the saints. And we thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. We thank you that you've shown us your angels around about him to protect him. And we know that they fulfill your will and your word, even when it's spoken through us. So we command that the angels be protecting President Trump and his wife and all of the people that are working towards overthrowing this communist invasion into our government. Next in this dream, I saw three or four boxcars that were open. They were full of men standing up. They were all dressed the same in red, white, and black suits. And then I heard from my left, quote, "He does not stand a chance," unquote. And I knew that he was referring to President Trump. So there's some kind of a militant attack planned against President Trump. Okay. And we've learned from our own dealings with factious witchcraft assassins that their demons always give them confidence that their attacks will work, but they never do. And that's because God warns his people to pray. And they have confidently attempted to kill me and failed, and also assassinate my character and failed. So, Father, we once again come to you. We cast down the factious witchcraft assassins who are trying to give power to any kind of militant or military attack on the president. And we thank you, Father, that this will fail also. Their confidence has always been there, but those demons can't explain why they never have power to bring to pass what is against your will, Father. And you are Almighty Sovereign God. And we thank you that you're giving us favor in this time and giving us Trump favor at this time. I asked the Father for a word about this dream and received by faith at random, Numbers 12 and 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. These two factious leaders tried to usurp the authority over the president of that time, Moses, just as Pelosi and Schiff are doing at this time. And this failed because God took his side, right? And it will fail this time too. In fact, it makes them look like fools, and they're shooting themselves in the foot. Okay. And Vanessa said these two were judged by the Lord, and especially Miriam with leprosy. Yes, that's true. Numbers 12, 1 through 11. I'll just read this here. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only with Moses?" They were usurping his authority as a prophet of God. "Hath he not spoken also with us?" Well, yes, a lot of people say that who want to usurp authority. We're all the same here. You know, we're equal, but they weren't. They were not the one that the Lord called to deliver his people out of Egypt. They were helpers to Moses. And there are people rising up against the president with their opinions in this impeachment. And they have no authority. They are advisors only, and they have no authority to denounce him or say that he has spoken wrongly. You know, these are traitors. And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men that were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tent of the meeting. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the door of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. I will speak with him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. He is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth." Ooh, even manifestly, and not in dark speeches. And the form, and by the way, this is also going to happen with the man child, you know. "And the form of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? The anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud removed from over the tent, and behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, O my Lord, lay not, I pray thee, sin upon us, for that we have done foolishly, and for that we have sinned." Like the Korah, Dathan, and Abiram rebellion, they thought they had the same authority as Moses, and once again, you know, they were judged for it. Trump has legal authority. He was legally voted in, even though he was cheated against. That was not enough to overcome the Lord's flipping this thing in his direction. So, and then Vanessa said, "I was also reminded of a dream I had February of 2017. President Trump was answering questions at a press conference. The reporters were being mean to him and asking questions about the things that he was doing as if they were disgraceful. And I knew they wanted him to leave office." Yes, they can make disgraceful anything, can't they? This leftist, demon-possessed bunch. They can make anything wrong. And the only ones they can really convince of this is people that have the same spirits as them. The common Americans out there who are not totally demon-possessed realize, well, these people are stupid. And that's why the mainstream media is losing so much ground and so much money. He replied as he motioned with his hands, things are getting better. And they have too, ever since then, for sure. When things are better, I will leave. There you go. He said, when things are better, I will leave. Well, then he immediately left the platform and was gone. Well, of course, things are getting better, and the factious are going down to destruction, and this turn for the better of true Christianity will continue until the beast makes war on the saints in the middle of the tribulation in Revelation 13. Then President Trump will leave. That's when things will get better. After he gets things better and keeps them better up until that time, then he will leave. So Vanessa said, I asked the Lord, why he will leave and receive by faith at random, Matthew 24 and 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, nor ever shall be. Well, great tribulation. You know, the great tribulation starts in the middle of the tribulation with the mark of the beast in Revelation 13. Wow. That's something, isn't it? How the Lord can give you a direct answer, which is exactly what we've been saying from the beginning. But this was received by faith at random. I also asked him why things will get better and receive by faith at random, Ezekiel 44:9. This saith the Lord, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh shall enter into my sanctuary. Now, this, of course, is not talking about a building in the Middle East, because all of those people are uncircumcised in heart. So that's not talking about that. It's talking about God's spiritual tabernacle, which Paul's pointed out is the people of God, his holy people, shall enter into my sanctuary. People have attempted to invade us, people with lots of really bad problems that they wanted to hide. God wouldn't let them hide. He brought them out. He's doing the same thing in our government. There's a perfect parallel between the two. They shall not enter into my sanctuary of any foreigners that are among the children of Israel. So, what does the mark of the beast do, by the way? The mark is God's plan to separate from his body on earth the tares from the wheat. And the tares, of course, will take the mark and be rejected. By the way, this is what's happening. I've taught on the mark of the beast, both spiritual and physical. The mark of the beast is the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh. And these people have been rejected from our midst. And there is such great peace and joy and righteousness in our midst now. God can sanctify any body of people that is desirous to be sanctified and to be holy and to be a part of that body called the bride. And if there is enough people together that want to be in that calling and are seeking that high calling diligently of the Lord, he will sanctify it. He will remove people. Faction is the perfect demon to remove these people from the government and from the church. It's a perfect demon because they are angry, hateful, making up stupid lies all of the time. And anybody with any common sense realizes, oh, they have a problem. When you get those demons, you have no common sense. No common sense. Okay. She went on to say, as I think about the 2017 dream, it encourages me that President Trump is not to leave office until the middle of the tribulation. I actually put these notes before I got to this point. So she's just in agreement with what I'm saying, you know, that this is what's going to happen by the grace of God. And the only one that can mess it up is God's people. I mean, you're being called to exercise your authority in the earth to turn this thing around for a short period of time. And then God wants it to turn back, believe it or not. He wants it to turn back because the same thing that the man, child, and bride have gone through as far as being sanctified by a devouring dragon, the church has got to go through. And they, too, are going to face a bunch of factious liars, thieves, fornicators, assailing them and accusing them. They, too. And the mark of the beast, threat against them. And, of course, those who are not, who are willing to give up their life in order to gain their life, like Jesus said, they're not going to take the mark of the beast because they know that God is will supply their every need according to his riches and glory. They don't need the mark of the beast to be preserved. The unbelievers in the church need the mark of the beast to be preserved, and they've made up good doctrines which permit them to take the mark of the beast and live. Their leaders have even preached it, you know, across pulpits over large congregations that the mark of the beast doesn't trump the mark of God. So they can take the mark of the beast contrary to everything the Bible says, especially in the book of Revelation. So you see, they're intent on having their supply from the government and their protection and their friendship with this Antichrist government. They're intent on doing that. And the Lord's going to give them their way. Multitudes of them are going to take the mark of the beast. I assure you. We have dreams about that on our site too. She goes on to offer a prayer here. Father, I thank you for having all this in your hands, and you chose this president to accomplish your purpose. Please divide his enemies that are trying to make him leave early and divide this country. In Jesus' name, we loose the angels to divide the people who are trying to do this. Well, yes, and he is doing it. You know, the Pfizer report is about to be out, and they are the people who are condemned by it are being given a chance to read it. And you know what's happening? When they read it, they start ratting on one another. This is just another way to get more information, and it is going to work. She goes on to pray, thank you that you will judge those who speak against the man you have chosen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, failing to take out the president, the deep state Democrats will attempt to take out President Trump's supporters. Yes. Remember, I've told you this. We've been telling you this, what the Lord told us. In God's warning of coming pestilence, you know. So to take out President Trump's supporters, but we know that the righteous will have a Passover at this time, and which, of course, the righteous, the faithful will be preserved, and the wicked will not. Doesn't matter how much they call themselves Christians or make up their own religion or make up their own Jesus, right? They will not be protected. And the faction, which is particularly evil, will definitely not be protected. This is part of God's plan to take them down. And this will, of course, sanctify the body of the apostates and the faction foreigners from the true body of Christ. And this is the same thing that the mark of the beast will do in the middle of the tribulation period. It's God ordained. God prophesied it. He told you it was coming. People want to try to stop it, or else they want to say it's not going to affect us because we're Christians. But let me say, you walk into 90-something%, probably close to 98% of the churches out there, and they don't reflect anything you see in that Bible concerning what Christianity was. So, it's interesting that the word I received by faith at random was Psalm 119:126. It is time for the Lord to work, for they have made void thy law. It's time. Remember, I've told you that I didn't believe that all of man's ingenuity would be used by the Lord to bring an end to this, that the Lord was going to step in and do supernatural things like the Red Sea, like the Sennacherib scenario, like the Northern Army, like the Jehoshaphat three armies coming against him in Jerusalem. The Lord stepped in and did something supernatural that only God can take credit for, because he wanted the nations to fear his people and to fear him. Psalm 119:126, it is time for the Lord to work, for they have made void thy law. I believe that is applying both to the faction in the church and the faction in the government. And thank you, Lord, for the Red Sea. Amen. He's going to sanctify his people. Okay, here's Vanessa Weeks. Just sent this to me just a few minutes ago. And she had this on the 19th, but I didn't know it. But she sent it to me. She said, listen, I saw 8 to 10 eagles flying together in a blue sky. Then there was just one eagle flying over the white dome, the dome. Remember, we had prophecies I just shared with you about the Capitol dome. Well, here's another one. And there was a white arch over it. Okay, so this is not necessarily something that's physically there on the physical dome, but there it is. Let me say this. Why would 8 to 10 turn to 1? Well, our balance of powers in the government gives us a leadership of many people at the Capitol dome. But when faced with an attempted communist overthrow, the fathers gave us martial law, in which the president has all power to put this down. Now, I think we're headed towards martial law. And then there's only going to be one ruling at the Capitol dome. Capitol dome was, of course, the joining of the three different parts of our government, including the president. But one is going to rule. And when that happens, I can tell you, they're going to do a lot of things that they couldn't have done by this Congress that's locked them up, tied them up, and kept them from doing justice, clear and simple justice. And when I woke up, I knew it was the Capitol dome. Yep. But in real life, it does not have this arch. This arch may be a symbol of God's protection. And there was no pinnacle at the top in my dream. And I asked the Lord for a word about this dream and received by faith at random 1 Kings 17 and 23, in context 21 through 24. And he stretched himself upon the child 3 times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord hearkened unto the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again. and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, thy son liveth." And the woman said unto Elijah, "Now I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth is truth." Yeah, amen. Well, here's what I say, saints. Decree a thing, and it shall be done unto thee. Let us speak resurrection power into our man-child in government and church, and to bring down these Satanists. Can you agree with me on that? The Bible says, if any two of you agree, Jesus said, if any two of you agree as touching anything, it shall be done by our Father. So we decree it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Resurrection power into our man-child, in government and in church, the ones that they want to assassinate so badly. Thank you, Father. Thank you. She said, in this dream, I only saw the dome, so this could be the capital of the dome of the White House, but this scripture makes me think it is the Capitol dome because that is where the House chamber is. Of course, that's what she knew it was, the Capitol dome. And of course, that's a symbol of the joining of the three branches of government, right? Praise God. We are getting some truth here. So, saints, don't stop praying. Please spend time before the Lord praying and coming against the principalities and powers and rulers of this darkness. Satan had to take over the head in order to rule the body. The head of the governments of the world is the United States. And he had taken it over. And God said, it's too soon. We're going to back him down. And in Revelation 12, of course, the saints overcame the dragon. He was cast down to the earth with his angels because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony, and because they loved not their life unto death. So, Father, we thank you for the victory you have given unto us over these enemies. And none of their witches and all of their Satanists together can't enforce power on these assassins enough to get a victory. They've missed it, I think, 14, 15 times. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you that your mercy is something we do not deserve. Your grace is something we do not deserve. But this time of relative peace until so that the church can get its act together, so that the church can realize that their new reformers are the people, are the leaders, and that they're going to lead them back to true Christianity from which they departed for Babylonish religion. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us this grace and this time. It makes perfect sense. The plans of the wicked, the plans of Obama, the plans of that administration were to bring down Christianity and raise up Islam in this country. And we thank you for the victory, Lord. We thank you for the conversion of Islamic people, Lord, that you are doing. Some of these people you brought here in order to convert them. We thank you so much. They make great Christians. Thank you, Lord, for giving them dreams and visions of Jesus, as you've been doing. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus showing up and knocking at the door, as one testimony I just read recently of a Muslim who was trained to be a leader in that religion, and yet I'm in that religion, and yet Jesus came to his door and told him who he was. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for these awesome testimonies out there. We praise you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for doing what you're doing in the government, Lord, and keep on informing us, Lord. We send forth the angels to make it so. We command that the angels go forth and drain the swamp in the name of Jesus and protect your people, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Well, all right, saints, God bless you. Father, too, we ask you to bless Michael Hare as he comes and anoint him and the body. And we thank you for this too, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, saints.